This is the second story in October 29th, 2014, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from Antilila, chapter 12. Mahaprabhu bids farewell to all the Gaudadesh Bhaktas. This is verse 62. Chaturmasya Savayatra Kaila Darshan Malani Prabriti Prabhur Kaila Nirmantran. For 4 consecutive months, the devotees stayed in Puri observing all the festivals in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the other devotees, and of course, Lord Jagannath Swami. And the wives of all the devotees who had come from Sri Kanda and Kalna and Mayapur and Shandipur, they were extending invitations to the Lord to come to their homes in Puri and bless their homes and sanctify their homes by His presence and accept prasadam from their hands. Ladies love to cook for the devotees and the Lord. Prabhur priya nana dravya ani jache desha haite sevyanjan kari biksha dena gare bat. The Bengali devotees brought varieties of Bengali food that Mahaprabhu especially liked. Prabhu Priya Nana Dravya. His Priya Dravya. His favorite ingredients, his favorite articles they bought. Because everybody has is from a different region. So they have their favorite foods from that region. So if you're from Switzerland or Germany, then someone will bring you some marzipan or some candy bar or something like that. It's made with bitter almonds and sugar and something. I've had it once. It's pretty tasty. And then if you're a Russian person living in Vrindavan, your friends will come from Russia and give you a big bag of buckwheat. Like this one Russian person gives me all this buckwheat. I don't even know what to do with it. But then I have one friend, he likes that, so he's American, but he likes that, so I give it to him. So Mahaprabhu is not different. He has his Priya Bhog. He has his favorites. Like this, what's it called? A Shikhandi sauce? What was it called? There's some special sauce that they make that they put on their rice in Bengal. It's a favorite of Bhaktivedya Purna Swami. It's called Shikhandi or... What's it called? No, you don't know what I'm talking about. This is a Bengal. This is made with mustard oil and Ganga water. Mustard oil and Ganga water. And it's a sauce they put on rice. It's a hot sauce. Shikhandi, you know, you ever had it? It comes in a bottle. It's so hot they have to package it in glass bottles. They don't even... Huh? Kashundi, yeah. Yeah, it's Kashundi. Are you from that? You stay there? Yeah, you know that? It's a very good thing. Lasan or Pyaj or anything like that. It's very nice. I haven't had it for like 20 years. But when they go traveling, sometimes Maharaj will travel with the Guru Cool Boys and then you're on the trains going here and there in Bengal. I went sometimes. And they would just buy some puffed rice, you know, puffed rice. I don't know what forget the Hindi word. Moody, and some tomatoes and raw things because we can't cook on the train. Where's the kasandi sauce? So then everyone hold their gumshoe. That was the towel, and the official towel official eating plate or tali in the Gurukul was your gumshoe. You hold your gumshoe, then they would fill it full of muli. Then they cut the tomatoes and put them in there, and then they sprinkle the stuff, then eat from it, then wash it out, or whatever. I can remember, I said, what, would eat like this? When on the road, when you're traveling, things are a little different than when you're sitting in one place. So that's a favorite, that's a Bengali specialty. You've never even heard of it, seen it, or tasted it. But it's very, like, mustardy. like mustard sauce, but very good actually, very salty, and lots of fresh ground mustard seeds and mustard oil and Ganga Jal and all these secret Bengali mantras or whatever. And it's all put together and aged, and it's great stuff, really good. So that's something, they must have brought a bottle of that to Jagannath Puri for Lord Chaitanya. So they brought all his favorite Bengali things. What to speak of Rasgulla. You've heard of Bengali sweet shop in Delhi? They have sweet shops in Delhi called specializing in Bengali sweets. Oh, really? That's because they have a special sweet. So what's the specialty of Mayapur Navadvip? Misty dahi. You never had. Where are you? You people don't go to Mayapur. Where do you go? You just go have pizzas in Mayapur or something. But one of the most favorite things in Bengal is misti dahi. Misti means sweet. And it's fantastic. It comes in a clay cup, clay container. You have to go across the Ganga to get it. They don't sell it in Mayapur. Maybe they bring it over in the restaurant. I don't know. You've had? Anyone's had? No one's had. Hey, your life is wasted. I mean, everybody knows. I don't believe it, because this new generation, the burgers, pizza, this, that. I don't know what to eat. I don't know, but we used to cross the Ganga just to get it. We'd go over there to buy cartels. That was the first stop. Just like Punjabis come from Delhi to see Bunky Bihari, the first stop is the Lassi shop. First they go to the lassi shop and get a lassi with a malai on the top, and then they take Bunky Bihari's darshan. In that order. First lassi, then. So the misti dahi is I don't know how they make it, but regular dahi means yogurt. Yogurt's white, and it's all mostly cow's milk and some buffalo. There's lots of cows in Bengal. And it's not white, it's kind of brownish in color. I think they cook it more or something. It's a little like cooked down milk. It's kind of lightly yellowish and brownish color. And then they make sugar in it, they cook it with sugar. It's kind of caramelized sugar inside. They cook I never made it, but I think they cook the yogurt with sugar in it. So the sugar caramelizes. When sugar caramelizes, it gives kind of a brown tint. No, yeah, everybody knows that. So it has a brown tin, usually has a skin on the top of it also. It comes in a clay cup and they keep it in the refrigerator. So they brought that. They brought that to Puri also. And they just wrap it in a bunch of banana leaves. So misti dahi, kasundi sauce, and rasgullas, and so many things they would bring. So this is the Priya Bhog of the Lord. They would bring him. Priya Nana Dravya. Maybe you feel hungry hearing about this. That's all right. It's Kartik. Do or die. It's all for Rai. Dine nana krida kare lana bhakta ghan ratri krishna vichede prabhu karena rodhan. During the day, Mahaprabhu interacted with his devotees in various activities, accepting prasadam in their homes, cooked by the hands of the Brahmani ladies like Malini, Shivas's wife, or Sita, the wife of Advaita, or the other Brahmani wives, and a mix, of course, of the Jagannath Mahaprasadam, then having kirtan with them, and going in a shobhayatra through the town, walking behind Tulsi, chanting in kirtan. Mahaprabhu would go with his devotees and Shobha Yatra. But then in the night, Ratri Krishna Vichede Prabhu Karina Rodan. In the daytime he was joyful, happy, be with all the devotees, dancing, taking prasad. But at night he's crying. Sukanduk. Happy in the day, miserable in the night. Because he was crying in separation from Krishna. He would come out of his gambhir Gambhira room, and Kashi Mishra's house, his small cave-like room, his kuti, and mix up with the devotees, go to their homes, and chat with them, and speak Harikata to them, and hear bhajans, and Chota Haridas would sing different bhajans at these different programs, like at Bhagavad Acharya's. He was a famous kirtanir, Chota Haridas. And he would go and sing with his band, and Lord Chaitanya would enjoy afterwards, after prasadam, beautiful bhajans, Bengali bhajans, Mayapur Bhasha. And then nice loving exchanges between the devotees and the Lord, and so much warmth and happiness together. And then at night, a wholly different experience, totally different experience. Sobbing and crying and rubbing his face on the stone walls, no plaster, no cement, raw stone walls, that raw volcanic-like stone that's natural to the earth of Orissa. It's a red type of very hard stone, has all crevices and cracks in it, looks like the moonscape. Have you ever seen that stone? They make boundary walls with it in different ashrams and use it for construction also. So the old houses are made of that very, very hard reddish stone. I don't know the name, but it has all concavities in it. It's not smooth. You know, they cut it, they mine it and cut it in building blocks. They cut it in blocks. Blocks are about this big and 3 inches thick. And then they make their walls in these old places. In the old days, now they use bricks. I don't know if they use bricks, but... So it was so rough. It's like you rub your hand across it and it just cut your hand. It's all rough edges. You can see that stones today. He would Krishna, and rub his face on that. Would cut his butter soft cheeks, and blood would flow down his cheeks. He would look like Jesus with a crown of thorns in his head and the blood running down his forehead. There's famous pictures in the Catholic paintings in the Catholic churches. When Jesus was carrying the cross, then some soldier or something, I don't know, whoever. Can't remember. But they said, "Oh, you say you're the king of the Jews." Because he said, "I'm the king of the Jews. I am the son of God." Well, if you're a king, then you should have a mukut. You should have a crown. So some very low-class demoniac follower of the demoniac king, Pontius Pilate, he made a crown out of thorns, a thorn, like needles, and like real long, like this long, 2 inches long. And he interwove the branches of all these thorns. And he said, "Here, wear this crown." And he put it on his head of thorns and pushed it down and went, "Here, let me adjust it." And it cut all the skin on the head of Lord Jesus. And all you see the paintings, blood's running down his faces. And Jesus carrying a cross. Because I was raised in a Catholic church. So our Lord Chaitanya is not less, but much more than Jesus. He's God himself, pining in separation from Krishna. So that when I saw that, when I read those descriptions in Chaitanya Charitamrita and saw those stones, and I remembered, that's something incredible to imagine. Then the devotees found Lord Chaitanya like that in the morning when he finally escaped, or in the next morning he didn't escape, and they saw him. What happened? What? And that's a whole other pastime. So at night he was in that position. Krishna Vichede, great separation, cry, Rodan crying, Rona. Hey Mata Nana Lilai, Chaturmasya Gela, Gorade She Jayate Tabe, Bhakti Yagyadila. In this way, Mahaprabhu spent the 4 months in the rainy season and various pastimes. At the end of Chaturmasya, he ordered the Bengali devotees to return to their homes. And this pastime is called Lord Chaitanya bids farewell to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It's 5 o'clock? Oh. So I have to continue there tomorrow.